Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You're on with Newell and Tommy.
Hi, Noel. Hi, Tommy. How are y'all doing?
So, Casey, I know that, have you been in the EOC? Is that?
The EOC? Well, to tell you the truth, I'm riding it out on the North Shore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got
you. You know what? Before we get to Resilience New Orleans, let me talk about the weather there, if we can. What are you seeing, and what about area about on the North Shore, and what are you going through right now?
I'm in Mandeville with my sister, and besides her baking lots of fattening things, and I'm super upset about that, we've been having a lot of rain.
Just wait, what was that part of this?
Of rain.
What was it?
Oh, my sister is baking all the fattening things.
Oh, yeah. That's what, comfort food. That's what you do
exactly.
During a storm.
Yeah.
In lieu of Oreos.
Right.
We're waiting on our care package.
Absolutely.
Well, I will set that up and get these out of here as soon as possible. Unfortunately, you know, the wind's coming in, the rain's coming in. I think it sounds a little bit worse on the other side of the lake, but, you know, we're waiting for it. So power's still on. Things are still, functional. Just hoping for the best.
Tell me, if you will, a little bit about Resilience New Orleans, if you will, please.
Sure. Resilience New Orleans is a nonprofit I started last year. I had seen a lot of just kind of weirdness with the way the conversations were going around our energy policy, particularly electricity policy in New Orleans and around the state, that we weren't looking for smart solutions anymore. It had just become a game of, you know, guys in black hats, guys in white hats. Mm-hmm. And that's just not really how it works. Like, we all need electricity, and the people who make sure that we have electricity are not bad guys. Generally,
that's,
you know,
true.
They're the people working on the lines. They're putting their lives at risk in a lot of situations. Like tomorrow, when we have all the linemen going out to pick up live wires and rehook them, you know, that is a dangerous job. And these are not bad people, you know. So I just kind of wanted to jump into the fray and try to bring some calm and more rationality to the conversations.
So what would you say the mission statement is? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, the mission statement is just very simple. Advocate for sensible energy and electric policies to best ensure our city remains a vital place to live and work. That we are not interested in pointing fingers, like who are bad guys, who are good guys, because there are no good guys or bad guys. Like, we all need electricity, and we all want the best for each other. So let's just talk about solutions to get to that best place.
Well, I think you said it well. I mean, the work that they do is incredibly important. It's incredibly dangerous. You know, one of the things that I've advocated for is that when we have power lines on one side of the street, that we not allow the planting of trees and stuff that are going to grow 40 feet, 50 feet, 60 feet up in the air and get all entangled into power lines and then complain about the fact that we lose power when we sit there and put all of this vegetation, you know, twisted like a pretzel around the power lines, and when it goes out, we complain. It's like I've never quite understood that mentality, you know. And it's like, why are we doing this? Maybe we don't want to go tear down the trees that are there now, but we certainly don't want to plant new trees under a power line. You know, it's just it's been one of my pet peeves for years.
Honey, okay, I can tell you how many times I have just been driving around the city and I have seen an actual log on a power line.
Oh, yeah.
Which means
they cut the tree
that
around
at some
it.
Point a tree limb grew around a line, and instead of just cutting the tree back, they just trimmed off parts of it.
Yeah.
Now, how long does it take for a tree to grow a limb around a power line?
And why would you leave it there is the question that always comes to my mind. What would your vision be?
Because,
you know, Newell was talking earlier about Grand Isle and the fact that if you look at the outage map, that they're solid green and that could go to hardening the grid. What would your vision be for hardening the grid throughout the city and keeping in mind that, as you said, linemen are not the enemy. The people that are trying to fix it, and the power companies are not the enemy. They want to sell electricity, right? That's what they do. So what would your vision be for that, Casey?
Well, let me just clarify, no one's perfect in this whole game, but that we all need electricity. Electricity has become, in the 21st century, an apex service, which means all of our other services, our entire lives, are around energy. So when the power goes out, our communications go out, our internet goes out, our gas stations go out. So we need electricity
Netflix
to stay
goes
on.
Out.
Netflix goes up.
Don't even get me started.
Have you watched Three Body Problem?
Okay, I loved that book, and they did such a good job on Netflix. I can't wait for the next season.
He doesn't read it.
Book? What do you mean book? You can watch it on TV with pictures. Why the hell would you read a book? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, okay, so let's go back. So Grand Isle is green right now. I wouldn't hold up hope that it's going to stay that way, because the thing is, when you have 100 and 120 mile an hour winds, it is very difficult for wood poles to hold up to that kind of stress.
Right.
They're just not designed for it.
No, sorry.
And one thing that, you know, so what Florida utilities have done and what Entergy New Orleans is hoping to do is basically replace all of our poles to something that's called composite.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically kind of a plastic material. It is very resilient to, say, termites, which wood is not. It's resistant to wind, and it's a little bit more resistant to tree limbs, but again, you know, the tree limb problem is new issue.
No, absolutely. Casey DeMoss with Resilience New Orleans, thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe on the North Shore, and let us know if y'all have any bad experiences. Give us a shout. We'll get you back on.
Yes, sir. Y'all stay safe.
All right. You bet. And you can go to Resilience. Where did I find that? ResilienceNOLA.org to find out more about that. If you want, taking a break, coming back on WWL.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.